Now it's time to go behind enemy lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. And we are joined by James Boyd, covers the Colts for The Athletic. James, good morning, man. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
Appreciate you having me.
James, explain the Anthony Richardson experience to us. I see the completion percentage is low, but the big plays at least seem to be there. So what are you seeing out of the second-year signal caller?
I'm seeing what I expected, really. I remember talking to him at the combine and asking him, hey, people view you sort of as a project. What's your opinion on that? And he was like, I don't even know what that means. And it was a little, ticked off by the question, but that's the reality of the situation. He can make – I saw a tweet the other day. He can make every single throw. He can make throws that 99% of people can't make, but he also can miss 99% of throws people can make. So it's a bit of a roller coaster, and it's a weird thing with the Colts' offense because, you know, for Pittsburgh, they could shut him down for 90% of the game, but like three plays could flip it if Anthony, you know, just, you know, finds a big play down the field or does something that's kind of spectacular. But I definitely think that he has taken a little bit of a step back from last season as far as his accuracy, his turnover, you know, being more turnover prone, things like that. And some of that I do think is coming off a major shoulder injury, but also it's just, you know, maybe we didn't see a lot of the bumps in the road last year because he didn't play long enough to have them. So exciting player. I think he'll, you know, has the potential to be a very good player. It's just that right now everyone in Indianapolis is mad that he can't make, quote-unquote, the throws that high school quarterbacks can make. Although I'll push back a little. I'm like, look, I don't know if any of you guys have been watching high school sports, but these guys can't throw like that either. So we just got to see what happens.
James, what's your thoughts, evaluations, and what's Colts Nation's thoughts around Shane Steichen as head coach? I mean, last year becoming the head coach for the first time, and three games into this season, what are your guys' thoughts around him as the head guy?
Yeah, I think Shane has done a solid job. The locker room players love him, and that's not just lip service. And I think that he is the guy you want to sort of build this offense around Anthony Richardson. I know that Anthony, again, has had some ups and downs. He's going to go through some growing pains, all those things. But I don't know if they take this chance on Anthony with the number four pick last season or last year if Shane Steichen isn't the head coach that they have with him and the guy who's worked with Jalen Hurts and worked with other quarterbacks, different quarterbacks. But Jalen Hurts is the one that's most like Anthony as far as his skill set. And you obviously saw what Jalen Hurts was when the first year he was a starter. And then that last year he was with Shane Steichen, their offense, you know, took him to the Super Bowl. So I think that Shane is very well respected. We joke all the time that he doesn't sleep. He just goes in his office and just charges up. And there's carbon fiber on, you know, underneath his sleeves and things like that because he's a robot. He's not one for, you know, small talk or lip service. It's funny because the Friday press conference is after we ask about injuries and who's going to be up or down or who's going to be in or out. I mean, the entire press conference might be 2 minutes, you know, if we don't ask him anything else, because he's not going to go out of his way. Not in a mean way. He just doesn't care. I mean, you can talk to the guy. I remember last year I talked to him for 5 minutes about how to throw a challenge flag and, you know, how to properly do it. And then if you ask him anything outside of football, he's like, I don't know what language that is. So he's a good dude. He can be boring to some people, but I do think he's a very creative mind offensively and someone who doesn't BS the players, got a lot of respect for the players. And, you know, it's still growing into his own as well.
I see time of possession for the Colts just far and away the worst in the NFL, and I'm sure it's a little column A, little column B, but you put it more on the offense, or is it more on the defense not being able to get off the field?
It's a good question. I think it's a little bit of both, but I do think that the offense has been struggling because we were talking to Gus Bradley, the Colts' defensive coordinator, the other day, and he was saying, you know, through three games, the amount of snaps that they played on defense is kind of like being through four games already because they haven't been able to get off the field on defense. But also, the offense has been in this weird spot because even when they've had successful drives, especially in that first game against Houston, the drives were so short because Anthony threw it, you know, twice and they were in the end zone. So it's funny when we talk about time of possession, it's like, they want to have better time of possession. Dude, they do have to, you know, again, Anthony has to make some of these easier throws so they can stay on the field on third downs and things like that. But then also they preach explosive plays so much that sometimes when they do have a successful drive, it could be three or four plays and they're off the field because he took them down there that soon. And so there's a little bit of balance there. And obviously if you're scoring points, it's a little bit easier for the defense to, you know, react to that. It's just when they're having the explosive plays and then like last week, they get all the way down there, and Anthony throws a pick in the end zone, and it's like, all right, we didn't get any rest as a defense, and we didn't get any points as an offense. So I'm a little bit of both for sure. I think the defense bounced back against Chicago, but to be fair, Chicago's offense, you know, obviously isn't some, you know, blazing unit. They're kind of struggling, and I credit to the Colts for not, you know, laying down to them, but you got to prove it again this week.
James, I know that you pay attention to every single Colts opponent, and you probably watch NFL as a whole with your job. You kind of have to. What are your thoughts on what Justin Fields has been doing for the Steelers this year?
I think it's solid. I definitely think it's funny when you're a quarterback because you get all the blame when you lose, and you get like, and then you win. And it's like everything is great because of you. And I'm like, wait a second. He's on a team where their defense isn't giving up hardly any points. I'm like, you're playing like they're back in like the olden days with some of these numbers I'm seeing. And so I think he's done a solid job not turning the ball over, keeping drives alive, and then just playing safe football. And so I know people can have opinions and compare him to Caleb Williams or him to somebody else. And it's like, look, man, every situation is a little bit different, but I definitely think that, you know, it's cool to see him. Being from myself personally, from the Chicago area, it is kind of cool to see him have some success and go out there and kind of have, you know, have fun with the game again. Because I think it's hard, obviously, when you're going through things, you get recognized, you're losing, and you're not who one franchise wanted you to be. So he's in a situation where, obviously, he's been able to get in there, have some fun, have some success, and then lean on a really, really great defense that, you know, is just incredible to me. I was looking at some of the numbers, and it's like the Steelers have scored 3 offensive touchdowns as a team, but they've only given up 2. And I'm like, you know, if the math was working correctly, that's how you win. It might not be pretty, but a win is a win.
James, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll cross paths again at some point soon.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens Sunday, and if Colts fans can relax a little bit, I don't know.
Thank you, James.
Thanks,
see
James.
You at the game.
All right, have a good one.
I like saying that to guys.
See you at the game.
See you at the game, even though I'm not going to be
there.
You
never go.
No. I might certainly not go to Indy, although I love the town. Slippery Noodle. Yeah. Steelers fans, if you're leaving after work today going out to Indy, hit up Slippery Noodle. Not what it sounds like. Not a strip club. Blues Bar. Good food. Kind of a little hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. Awesome spot.
Yeah.
Awesome spot.
I was there. The Combine. We stayed in a train.
Stayed in a train? Like a hobo?
Yeah, it was like a train, old train station that they turned into a hotel.
Oh, okay. Train station.
Yes.
Not a train.
Well, it was like trains. It was like you were in a train.
Mm.
It was like the train, but they turned them into hotel rooms.
I bet you that's where Justin Fields is staying. You know why?
I don't know if I want to know why.
He likes to jump on a moving train.
Mm.
Dorn.
Mm. Okay.
You like that one?
Yes.
Our football segment where we look around the league is coming up next, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. Real quick, just hearing the perspective of somebody who's watched every pass that Anthony Richardson has thrown, I didn't think going in last week the Steelers had a quarterback advantage. I thought they did, obviously, week number 2. Week 1, I didn't. This one I feel pretty good about. Like, Justin Fields, if you protect the football, the other guy's not going to.
Right.
He's not. And I watched back the Chicago Bears game, some of these passes, like, I think if he put them where he wanted to put them, they would get picked off. Like, there were a couple that missed so bad, like, that no one could catch. I think he might wind up being a really good quarterback. I think he is obviously a matchup problem, Anthony Richardson is. He's not anywhere near a finished product. And we know how Mike Tomlin wins against rookies. He's not a rookie. He's kind of a rookie. He didn't play very much at all last year. All right, football segment next right now. It's a Sean Myers headline.